RadioMD.com. Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times best-selling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio on Radio MD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek. How about fixing the female libido? How about that? Well, we have the number one go-to expert in that field as our expert for this segment. Yes, we have Dr. Cheryl Kingsburg. And Dr. Kingsburg is the chief of behavioral medicine at McDonald Women's Hospital, University Hospitals Case Medical Center, and professor in reproductive biology and psychiatry at Case Western University. Good grief, I'm exhausted just reading all of this, and you don't want to know about the rest of the bio. I'd be here all day long. Cheryl, welcome to Her Radio. So wonderful to have you here with us to talk about all things female libido. So one of the things that a lot of women have asked me about as a physician is, what is this issue of low libido, the hypoactive sexual desire disorder, and what are the symptoms? What really is that?
Well, Pam, first of all, thank you for having me on. This is such an important topic and so long in coming to talk about on the radio. So hypoactive sexual desire disorder, which we shorten to HSDD, really is the loss of interest or never having had interest in sexual activity. It could be the anticipation. It's essentially wanting to want or missing that wanting to want. It could be sexual thoughts, feelings, you know, feeling horny. All of that has gone away, and what makes it a disorder is the distress associated with it. I know you had on another guest, Beth Hoffman, who talked about asexuality. Women who have asexuality really are not distressed by no desire. The women with HSDD are very distressed.
Huh. Does that mean that they had sexual feelings and a strong libido at one point, and then it just went bye-bye?
You know, there are two categories of HSDD. There are women who have lifelong, because that they've never had desire but would like it, and others who have what we call acquired HSDD, and that's what we've studied the most in our clinical research and what we have treatments for, which is at one point they had good sexual desire and they lost it. And it's important that we rule out certain things, because a lot of times, you know, you get a lot of I call them misguided feminists who say, you know, you're over-pathologizing or medicalizing things that it's a normal change for women. Well, let me tell you, the women that come in complaining of loss of desire are very distressed by it. It's not about aging, because it happens to women across all ages, anywhere from 18 to 118. This is a very distressing condition, and they want it fixed. This is not, you know, a made-up condition. It has been something that we've known and diagnosed for 40 years, and we're looking at both psychological and pharmacologic causes and treatments.
Well, talk about treatments then.
Okay, so when we think about HSDD, it's a big term, but it's very simple to define. We consider it a biopsychosocial condition. There are biologic factors that cause loss of desire, and there are psychological factors. On the biologic factor side, you know, desire, when we think about what's the most important sex organ, it's actually your brain. And the issues related to biologic causes really are the imbalance in neurotransmitters, you know, the brain chemistry, that can affect wanting desire. I think the best way to explain it is how we understand depression, right? There are psychological and biologic factors related to depression. In the biologic factors, there are brain chemistry, and what happens is there's an imbalance, and medications are set to create that balance again. So with hypoactive sexual desire disorder, we now have one FDA-approved medication, and it's approved in premenopausal women, and it's called ADDY, A-D-D-Y-I, and what it does is it rebalances the brain chemistry to allow women to want again. On the psychological side, we have psychotherapy to address, you know, anxiety issues or relationship factors or cultural factors that contribute to difficulty in wanting or being comfortable with wanting sex. And that's why we call it a biopsychosocial model.
And tell women the difference between Addy and Viagra.
The only thing
you knew I was going to ask
thing,
that.
Yes, right. The only thing that's the same is that it's a first in class. So Viagra was approved in 1998, 17 years ago, and that really works on blood flow and erections for men. Addy is completely different. It works on desire, and it works on neurochemistry. Viagra you take as needed, and Addy you take every day as a pill. It's an oral medication, and you take it at bed. I say every day, but actually you take it at bedtime. And again, it works to rebalance the neurotransmitters. So it's about for women who used to want to want, that either have factors that inhibit that wanting or decrease their ability to feel excitement, it brings back the wanting to want. So it's very different than Viagra.
So since Addy's been out, what's been the overall experience out there in consumer land?
Well, not surprising, it's very similar to what women in our clinical trials reported. That is, you will, first of all, you know if it works within 8 weeks. So if it works for you, and it works in about 50 to 60% of women, it doesn't work for everybody, but if you are a candidate and have HSDD, it'll work about 50 to 60%. And what it does is women will come in and they'll say, you know, it restored what I had. It doesn't make you hypersexual. Women aren't coming in saying, you know, I can't get enough. What they're saying is, it's restored their anticipation, the idea of, you know, waking up and thinking, oh, you know, today I might want to seduce my partner. And it brings back that wanting. And it also has a great impact outside the bedroom. So what women will come in and say is that it really has changed not just their sexual desire, but their self-esteem, their mood, because, you know, the impact of HSDD on one's self-esteem is tremendous. I actually published a paper on the impact of low desire on women's body image, their self-esteem, their confidence, and all of that, just by restoring some desire, restores their overall sense of themselves.
That makes sense. What is the average age of the woman with hypoactive sexual desire disorder?
Well, in our clinical trials, the average age were women in their 30s. But I will tell you that it affects about 1 in 10 women in the United States. And that means, again, women of all ages. So it's not just women in their 30s, but their 40s, 50s, and beyond. Addy is only approved for premenopausal women, but again, it's about 1 in 10 across all adult age groups.
Now, why is it only premenopausal women?
Well, the FDA looks at women as sort of two categories. There's pre and there's postmenopausal women. And so when doing clinical trials, you can only study one group at a time. So when the company Sprout, who owned it at the time, Valiant, who owns it now, went to the FDA for approval, they chose to request approval in the premenopausal women. I will tell you, though, that the clinical trial in postmenopausal women showed that it was also safe and effective. But at this point in time, it has only been approved in premenopausal women. I am hoping that Valiant will move forward and request approval in post, because it does work in postmenopausal women too.
Okay, so all the postmenopausal women who are listening in are finally saying, phew, okay, fine. You know, we thought they forgot about us. This is just fabulous. And everyone out there in her radio land, we've been talking to Dr. Cheryl Kingsburg, and she's a professor of reproductive biology and psychiatry at Case Western Reserve University, and is one of the nationally ranked experts and scientists in this field, looking at fixing the female libido. Dr. Kingsburg, thank you for being on her radio. I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Please like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. If you got a question, email us at askher@radiomd.com. And whatever you do, please, please, please stay well.